there are those who seek a path through their lives while others are directed toward it. No matter what the means, once we start walking, the rest is pretty much left up to us, isn't it? In his youth, my next guest's life could have led him to a very dark path, yet he was brought to a route that would allow him to overcome and thrive. However, as every path offers, there are choices to be made, and not everyone is going to be the right one. That's when a person's honesty with themselves is indeed tested. The man's story that we're about to talk to represents that and so much more. He shares how great success professionally may not always be equaled by great personal success, but with resilience, recovery, and restoration, that is always a possibility. He shares all this and more in his new book, Gentleman Jerry, a contender in the ring, a champion in recovery. Well known as a top boxer in the ring, he's also a top giver outside through his many acts of charity work and now his boxing academy. Jerry Cooney, how are you today, sir?
Hey, you know, that was so great. If I could listen to that again. Everything is good, cool. I'm just a little busy running around. I have a great book out. You said, Gentleman Jerry, a contender in the ring, a champion in recovery. Listen, we got pitfalls wherever we go in life, but we have to keep getting up and dusting off our pants and moving on.
Sure. Without a doubt, it's certainly something that boxing can teach everyone, as you're doing, by the way. Jerry Cooney's JerryCooneysBA.com. You'll learn more about Jerry's Boxing Academy on Twitter. He's at Jerry Cooney. Talk about your early years, because when you look at the home that you grew in, it was not a happy one, and it was certainly one that could have held someone down, but you nevertheless overcame. You seemed to thrive. What do you think the trick was? What was the secret?
You know, I think that, you know, as bad as it was growing up in my household, my father, someone did tell me that whatever he gave me, he also gave me the will to win and to want to continue life and to get to where I went. The only problem is that when you grow up in that kind of an atmosphere, there's a self-sabotage button in there. We have a tendency of throwing, you know, throwing it all away. And I was able to catch myself. I made some mistakes, a lot of mistakes. I had a great career. And I was able to pick myself up the floor and dust off my pants and move on. And that's where I'm here today. And it's great to be on your show. And the book is a great read. It's about my whole life, from the beginning to the middle to the top to the bottom to back up again to the top.
Do you think that you would have become, I guess we could say, the Jerry Cooney and achieved everything that you did and learned everything that you did if you did not have that challenging start to your life?
I think that yes, I would have had to go through what I went through to get here. Because I didn't get no breaks. How I climbed up those four steps when I was 16 and climbed into the Golden Gloves in New York City and fought in the finals of the Golden Gloves and won the middleweight championship in 1970 was amazing from my background and where I came from. So, it's just, it's a miracle. I guess it's a God thing. I guess it's a will to win, to survive, and it's all those things wrapped up in one.
Do you think, because somebody saw something in you as far as your ability in the ring was, do you think you had a natural talent, or was it an ability that someone had to craft into the talent it became?
Well, no. When I first went to the gym, I was 15 and a half, and I went to the gym because my brother was working out, and I followed him to the gym, and I used to watch him train, and then I started hitting the bag. And I just had such a power, and I had the gift of landing the shots that I was throwing. And so that was a gift that I had that I learned that was just given to me. And I was always a good puncher, and being a good puncher is very good in the fight game.
No doubt about it. I want to mention, too, Jerry's going to be at Bookends on – this is an advance notice, and you can also follow Jerry on Twitter for all those upcoming appearances. But as far as New Jersey is concerned, he's going to be at Bookends in Ridgewood on Sunday, August 11th. Just to plant that thought in your head for a chance to meet one of our legends from the world of boxing, from the world of sports, quite frankly, and his new book. You know, when you're so young, and there you are, you're standing several times in the ring in Madison Square Garden, fell for him before that, but Madison Square Garden, do you think later on in your career that eliminated the butterflies where some other guys would have gotten, and that was their first time ever in that setting?
No, I think butterflies are with all athletes until the bell rings, until the baseball game starts, until the football game starts. Everyone, if you don't have butterflies, it's you're having a problem, because we're always constantly questioning ourselves. And I want to tell you something too. You know, it brings up part of what really carried me through those years is the people, the fans, the public, and how people responded to me, and it made me want to fight harder.
Which is that's certainly, unfortunately, not every athlete appreciates that. This seems like it's all about me attitude, and they ignore that part of the equation, which I always thought adds to someone's longevity and passion to keep doing what they're doing.
Well, you know, that kind of kept me alive because I wanted to be successful. I didn't know how to share it with myself. I didn't know how to do it myself, but if I could make a connection with the people and care about those people, it gave me the will to fight harder. And that's, I think, really, just now talking to you on the radio station, I'm realizing that love for the people, and I couldn't identify with myself, but I could fight for them.
Talking with Jerry Cooney, his new book, Gentleman Jerry. He's also running a boxing academy in Scotch Plains, which you can learn more about at jerrycooneysba.com. And on Twitter, it's @JerryCooney. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. I was reading those earliest parts of your book and your career, and you know, we always think about taking out the Russians in the U.S. Olympic hockey team, and that was revenge for how the Russians were handed the basketball Olympic title back in the 72 Olympics. You were taking out Russians in between to a pretty hard punch with some of those guys.
You know, I was, and I got invited to the finals of the Olympic trials because I knocked out the third-ranked heavyweight in Garden. It was an all-heavyweight match, and I wasn't in the greatest of shape. I had been drinking, but I ran for 6 days. I got in the ring, and I knocked the guy out in the first round, thank God, because I wasn't in that great of shape. And that's what allowed me to get an invite to the Olympic trials.
But as you're reading Jerry's book, that's where the personal life, professional life, which we all have to deal with from time to time, crosses paths, and you have to make choices. Moving into your professional career, what was the transition like going from amateur to professional? Was it immediate? Did you lay off? Did you have to get back into the game? And how different was that game versus where you started?
Well, you know, the deal was I wanted to prove my father-in-law wrong. My father, you know, his way to survive, he learned to survive, was telling us we're no good, you're a failure, you're not going to mount anything. And all my life, I wanted to prove him so wrong. And that gave me a will to keep training harder and harder and harder. And I got to the top. And it was at that moment when I reached the pinnacle that I kind of threw a wrench in the works. And so that's my message, is that we don't have to do that. And we can get help. We can have someone, you know, connect with somebody who can help us grow in that way. And that's what I try and do on a daily basis. I work with kids and kids that are troubled. And I show them, I highlight them with myself. And they all can connect with that fight of life. And so I get, right away, I get a good connection with them. And then we talk about options and about life and making the best of it, because it's going to go fast. Everybody wants to be a basketball player, play for the NBA, but unfortunately, most of they won't make it. So you got to have other options.
Yeah, it's great to have goals and to have dreams, but to have a realistic level of ambition is part of the system, too, for someone to be complete. Let's go back to that Larry Holmes fight in 1982, because of all the fights you've had, and I think all the fights in, well, I guess, what we can call modern-day boxing, I don't think that's ever been fully appreciated the way it deserves to be, based on the performance of both of you and how you and Larry are still friendly, even to this day.
Larry and I are the best of friends. We make appearances. We're together all the time. I go down and see him. He comes up and supports me. Listen, it was a tough time in America. There are a lot of negative people going around. They tried to put that on us. But if you remember, when we finally got into the ring that night, I was angry at Larry Holmes because I thought he was partly causing that racism highlights. And when he got into the center of the ring meet and we got instructions, Larry Holmes looked at me and said, "Jerry, let's have a good fight." And that made everything go away. And that's what heavyweight championship boxing is about. There's no room for that. Oh my God, that was 1982, and we're still talking about this. We're still talking about that today. So listen, we gotta love each other. Life is short. We're all in the fight. We all gotta, you know, a lot of people get knocked down. They can't get up. I want them to understand you can get up, and you do get up, and you keep moving forward, and life gets pretty great.
When you look back at your boxing career overall, I mean, you didn't win a title. You won the people's title, as far as most of us are concerned.
Well, thank you.
Which is, many would say that's more valuable and less of a headache. But do you think you influenced how others fought because of your attitude, your style, and what you accomplished?
You know, that's a great question. You know, I think that I identified with the people. people with struggle, people with, you know, years ago when Joe Louis knocked out Max Schmeling during World War I, he held up America. I think that for me, I want those people to know that, listen, we're the same. We're in a fight. We're in a fight. See, people work like 2 or 3 jobs a day, and when the Friday or Saturday night comes and there's a fight on, they put themselves vicariously in the fight they love. And if he wins, they have an easier week next week. And that's the identification I feel like I have with people, is that we're one and the same, and we're fighting for a cause to get to a better place.
Well, for you listening, even if you're not a boxing fan, this is a great life story. I'm going to add to it by saying that this isn't one of those autobiographies where someone's just running off wild, unchecked, because the way the book is structured, Gentleman Jerry is structured, everything is backed up by side stories and additional comments, additional insight, and it does give you the proof of what Jerry is stating as being the fact, because it is the fact about his life, very honest presentation of his life, that I think you'll find some life lessons in, and certainly some great boxing stories, as well as, I think, no matter what your career is, if you see someone who goes up the ladder and survives various pitfalls, that's something you learn from no matter what you're doing. The book is Gentleman Jerry, A Contender in the Ring, A Champion in Recovery. Just to plant a little future thought for you, he'll be at Bookends in Ridgewood, New Jersey, Sunday, August 11th. He'll be making many more appearances, and you can keep on top of that by following Jerry on Twitter, at Jerry Cooney, and learn more about Jerry Cooney's Boxing Academy, jerrycooneysba.com. Mr. Cooney, you are a legend. You are a person of the people, and that's a great honor to hold, too. You hold it rightly, justly, fairly, and thank you for opening up and telling your story, because no one's obligated to open up their life as an open book, but a lot of people are going to learn from what you did and enjoy the story that you tell as well. Thank you so much for being here.
I just want to say to you, we've never met, but I love you. You're a great man, and you're explaining this book very well about life and the struggle and how we get over the hurdle and make it on. And I really love being on your show with you. Thank you.